This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin say that the United States is ready to protect American forces or personnel if necessary.
With the stakes so high in the Middle East, it's imperative that the Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives elect a speaker, said the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Republican Michael McCaul. He spoke on ABC about the deadlock to fill the seat that has remained vacant since Kevin McCarthy was ousted at the beginning of October.
The world's on fire, and this is so dangerous what we're doing. And most importantly, it's embarrassing because it empowers and emboldens our adversaries.
Despite the urgency, McCaul acknowledged that he doesn't know if a speaker will be elected this coming week or how the process will play out. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is staying in close contact with Israeli leaders over the expected ground war.
Talking to them on a regular basis about how they do it, it's vitally important that every measure be taken to protect civilians, that humanitarian assistance gets in to people who are caught in this crossfire of Hamas's making. And of course, both of us want to make sure that the many hostages who've been taken come home.
Prices for Russian oil have risen well above a price cap imposed by Western allies as part of sanctions over the massive invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian president says that Turkey plans to join a peaceful protest this week aimed at bringing an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement came as missile strike on a Ukrainian post office and killing a handful of people and injuring much more. It follows a week in which Russia's top diplomat traveled to North Korea.
The attack followed a recorded message from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which he said he had spoken with his Turkish counterpart, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying the two leaders discussed an upcoming peace summit next week in Malta to bring an end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But days ago, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited an ally in the war, the supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Kim supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the U.S. has accused him of supplying Russia with weapons. All this comes in a week in which Ukrainian officials say they recovered some 14 artifacts allegedly stolen by a Russian man stopped at a U.S. airport for illegally importing them. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Pakistan's three-time former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, returned to the country's Saturday, after living in self-imposed exile for more than 4 years, analysts say Sharif's return will help restart politics in Pakistan, which have been settled for months. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports from the political stronghold.
A sea of party flags, fireworks in the sky, and banners promising he will fix it all again. A rousing welcome for Pakistan's three-time deposed former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who returned Saturday after 4 years of self-imposed exile. Sharif left the country in 2018 for medical treatment while serving a prison sentence for corruption. As weeks of absence turned into years, he was declared a fugitive. His return is widely seen as the result of a deal with the country's powerful military, ahead of elections expected early next year. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Lahore, Pakistan.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that he will visit China in early November to meet with President Xi Jinping. Dipping. Also, he said that surveillance video and China has agreed to revenge. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.